Blog Talk Radio.
World. World.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real.
Oh, yeah. Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and thank you for being a part of the show. Even though you're listening, you are still a part of the show. I was listening to my theme song, and I've heard this song for almost 4 years now. It's going to be 4 years in August since I've had this show, believe it or not. And my son is the one singing that song. He also created it, music. And I just closed my eyes. I've heard it so many times, hundreds of times. But today I was just feeling so in tuned and connected and conscious and experiencing this song for the first time. And when I heard it, I couldn't stop smiling. While I was listening, I couldn't stop smiling. And that's one of the things I wanted to talk about. I have a lot of callers in the queue. I will get to you. But there's a couple of topics that I would like to discuss prior to getting to the callers. And before I do that, let me share with my new listeners who am I? What kind of show is this? Reality Spirituality, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, what? Well, this show has evolved as I have evolved. And it started off by just sharing by me wanting to share with as many people that would listen, my journey, what I experienced, looking for, trying to get this happiness. When I was younger, I only wanted two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And whenever you ask, whatever question you ask, you will always receive an answer. And my question is, My question was, how do I live happily ever after? I really want, and I didn't want to be happy just sometimes. I wanted to be happy all the time. And so my journey was about discovering what added to my happiness and what subtracted from my happiness. It's very, very simple. But it's the concepts are very simple. The answers are very simple, but what is the challenge is practicing. What is the challenge is staying committed to that intention or my agenda or that goal, which is just to be happy. And I thought that, like a lot of people, I thought that it was what I did, it was who I was with, it was how I looked. It was my bank account. It was my job. It was my traveling. It was my relationships. It was a whole lot of, okay, it is my show, a whole lot of shit that really, really had nothing to do with happiness. Now, much to my chagrin, what I learned to be the truth is all happiness is internal. Happiness is a choice. happiness is an inside job. And really, what this happiness is about is not resisting with whatever life throws at you, is flowing with life as opposed to struggling with life. Because you can't be happy and struggle at the same time. You can't be happy and suffer at the same time. So it really gets down to this, and I just came up with this analogy. I've actually thought about it before, but I've never said it live on the air. And the analogy is, how many of you in the audience have gone to an amusement park? Raise your hand. Oh, some of you aren't raising your hand. Raise your hand now. My hand is up. When I was younger, it used to be one of my favorite things to do is go to either Disneyland, I'm in California, SoCal, or go to Magic Mountain. I loved going to amusement parks. And I didn't really like roller coasters, but I got on them anyway, just because of the thrill of it, or just to say I did it, or I'm scared, but I'm going to do it anyway. And it was always great when the ride was over, right? And going up that roller coaster, that hill, real slow, crickety, crickety, crickety. You can hear the wheels just on the track. It scared the hell out of me. But I did it. I made the choice to get on that ride. I made the choice to be scared out of my wits for a couple of minutes. And I have to say, it is my belief, it is my strong belief that before we even got here, before we even arrived on this planet, we signed up for this ride. We made a choice to enter into this physical form, which we all are, if you're human, physical form to experience this life. Now, we can either experience this life holding on, resisting, afraid, or we can experience it as the beautiful, exciting, exhilarating, I don't have the words, experience that it is. See, you can't get on a roller coaster and all of a sudden in the middle of the ride say, you know what, I'd like a left turn here. That's resistance. So the ride is going to be up and down. The ride is going to offer us a lot of challenges. But to allow yourself to breathe and to know that all of it is a divine plan. Everything is in order. Relax. Everything that happens has a purpose, has a reason for your greater good, for your betterment, for your service. Everything that is happening or everything that has happened is a gift. Is a gift. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds, feels like, no matter how it has manifested in your life, it's still a gift. I had a woman on my show yesterday. It was really interesting. She said she was laid up for, I don't remember how long, but she was in her bed on her back for a lot of months. And I said, well, what good came out of that? I mean, what lesson did you learn? And she was, we were both on the same page. And she said, one of the things that I learned is I needed help with certain things, and I needed to get past my ego, and I needed to ask for help. I don't know about you, but it's been very difficult in my life for me to raise my hand and say, I need help, help. No, because I'm used to doing it all, being in charge, and asking for help just rubs me the wrong way. But this is my point. Everything that happens to you, everything that happens to me, and everything that's going to happen is a blessing, a gift. It is here for a reason, a good reason. And so when that really sinks into every cell, and when you really know, okay, I'm experiencing bankruptcy, homelessness, ill health, fill in the blank, I'm experiencing it for a reason. Now, listen, I know that that's difficult to get and understand. I'm just sharing you with where I am. Because I've gotten to a place where I ask, and I've asked forever, I ask the universe forever. I've heard, yes, you have free choice. Yes, I do have free choice. However, my choices, I could feel when my choices are aligned with the universe, and I can feel when my choices are resisting the universe. Let me give you an example. I'm trying to think of one. Okay. Let me give you this example. I have been editing my first book, the first edition. I'm editing, so it's going to come out again, Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. It's going to be published, and the title is going to change, and it's going to have a chapter taken out and some other things added. So it's going to be different. And the reason why is because there is a few publishers that are really interested in buying the book. So, come on, a real publisher wants to buy the book? Yes, of course, I'm down. But to sit down and write it out and go through all the – in other words, it's a lot of work. For instance, 2 weeks ago I worked 10 hours editing the book. Last weekend I worked – I mean – straight 13 hours just sitting in front of a computer writing and rewriting the edits that my agent was advising me to make. Now, of course, I took breaks in between to have lunch. Come on now. But I was given this assignment in January of this year. What is it, May? And I really wasn't wanting to do it. Now, in the past, I would force myself, I have something to do. This, it's hanging over my head. It's on my to-do list, and I haven't done it. Oh, gosh, I'm procrastinating again. And it was a lot of criticizing me for not following some imaginary deadline. There is no deadline. There is no such thing as time in the universe. And so what I did with this new way of thinking and new way of living, which has actually calmed me down, but relaxed me even more. It's allowed me to breathe longer breaths. It's allowed me to sit and do nothing. If I'm only inspired to sit in a chair and read and do, that's it for the day. What's wrong with that? What if it happens 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days in advance? I mean, in a row. What's wrong with that? There's no struggle in the real world. There's no struggle with nature. Nature doesn't struggle. The animal kingdom doesn't struggle. Why am I struggling through this life? It was not meant, this life is not meant to struggle and or suffer. When I'm suffering, when I'm struggling, it's by my choice because I'm resisting this reality. I'm resisting whatever is happening as opposed to accepting and allowing or trying to change it or trying to make something else happen. I'm going to go. I have a lot of callers. Let me go into the queue. And go to my first caller, well, actually there was a few callers, but some of you want to talk to me and some of you don't, which is good. Area code 386, you are live on Reality Spirituality. What is your first name? Hi.
Hello, how are you doing? My first name is Sheena.
Oh, good. How are you? What is your first name again?
Sheena.
Sheena. Hi, Sheena. Have you called in to the show before?
No, it's my first time.
Oh, good. Welcome, welcome, welcome. What's going on with you, Sheena? What's your question?
It's pretty much everything is falling into place for me as far as my living situation. It's just I decided to play the field with my dating and my love life, and it's kind of it's making me unhappy because I'm playing the field, and because before I would just sit around and not, you know, just be scared to date, be scared to give anybody chances, just kind of be alone, and now that I'm stepping out of that, it's just like, I try to go back to remembering this is because so much drama. So I'm just wondering when that man, the good one, is gonna come along, the one that I'm interested in, the one to spend, you know, a couple of years with, because it's playing the field. It's not making me happy.
Mm.
I mean, and all the things you were saying is like very true. I needed to hear that. What resonated with me the most is, you know, don't resist, and everything is happening for a reason. But my love life is in shambles right now. I got to ask trying to come back.
Your love life, your love life is not in shambles, my dear Sheena. No, it's not in shambles. That's how you're looking at it. But I'm here to tell you that your love life, quote, remember I was just saying it doesn't matter how it looks or how it feels, and you said it's in shambles. See, that's one perspective, and that perspective is really coming from your ego. See, we have two voices in our heads. We have the voice of the universe, or some people say God or spirit or energy or inner being, whatever term you want to use. We have that voice, and then we have that other voice that tells us what's wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you're saying that your love life is in shambles, and I'm telling you that, number one, it's not. Everything that is happening or not happening is in perfect order. See, let me just, because I'm not going to pretend like I know you or your life, but let me just share me, because I've been there, married, divorced, looking for relationships, being alone, not wanting to be alone, looking for more relationships, having relationships, a lot of drama, like you said, back and forth. Jesus, if I had all the time that I had, that I spent with relationships that were not quite compatible with my energy, honey, I'd have maybe 15 years added to my life.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I want to say. I don't want to preach, but I want to share where I am. Because I am not in a quote-unquote relationship, and I haven't been for years. Let's see, 2006? I think it was 2006 was my last boyfriend, and he dumped me because he wanted more time. So listen, so then it's back with a relationship, back and forth. But what I've discovered is the real relationship, the most important relationship, is the one that I have in with that person in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
See, why, I have a question for you. Why are you looking, or why are you even wanting a relationship? I just want to know why you want a relationship.
That's the thing. I'm not sure if I really want well, there's a certain person that I want one with, but it's, I guess it's because, you know what, I mean, I just turned 30, and
you had what? What did you say? You had what?
I just turned 30.
Oh, you just?
And so I pictured myself being married, like you said, deadline, and just settled and doing good, and it's not that way.
Listen, okay, now you really hit, now you really got some good stuff here. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Thank you so much for that. You pictured yourself married. You pictured yourself settled. This is something that you wanted. You know, you looked in and you said, "I would like to be married or be in a relationship, starting a family." And guess what? It's not happening, right? You're 30 and you're not married and you don't have a relationship, right?
Right.
So what does that mean? That means, do you think that you are in control over what happens in your life?
No, not at all.
So if I'm saying in control, what I mean is everything that will happen to you is going to happen because it is going to be a perfect plan, a perfect design. And for whatever reason that I don't know, only the universe knows, you're not married right now. You're not married and you're not on that road to the family yet. Because why? Because it's not time. It's just not time. It's not that anything's wrong with you. It's not that anything's wrong with this guy that you want. It's just that it's just not time. It's like baking a cake. And what cakes take at least 45 minutes to an hour to bake. And then you take the cake out 15 minutes and you wonder why it's soup. Because it's not time.
Okay.
So there's nothing. So what I'm feeling from you, is not that none of the things that you have envisioned for your life. I'm not saying that nothing is going to not happen. But what I am saying is the universe is giving me this message to you. The universe wants, see, because when you are wanting something so bad and there you're not getting it and you don't have it and you don't have it and you think you should have it, you think you should have it or you should have had it, then you're actually telling the universe that your plan sucks. I'm not content. I'm dissatisfied. Can you be dissatisfied with the way things are unfolding and happy at the same time?
No.
There you go. So my message to you is to practice just saying, whatever I am given, whatever I see, whatever I'm experiencing, I accept. And I will be patient. I'm going to be patient with however this life unfolds. I like to say that the universe is you're in this Rolls Royce, and you're in the back seat, my dear Sheena. You're in the back seat with your hands behind your head, your legs kicked up, ankles crossed, and you're just in it for the ride. And the universe is driving. Now, if you're in the back seat of a Rolls Royce and you have a driver, are you back there worrying about, are we going to get here? When are we going to get here? You're relaxed and you know everything is happening in perfect timing. So your message isn't about a guy and when am I going to find him, and when am I going to, when are we going to be in a relationship? Your message is really about you and for you. To trust, trust, surrender, and let the universe drive.
Yeah, I get it.
But
I get it.
But
I get it.
Oh.
But it's a well.
Tell me.
It's no, and I just really always been the type that always. Like, I like long relationships. I'm a Scorpio. I like long relationships. I don't like these here and there's and everywhere's type of thing.
Well, don't do that. Don't do that. If that's not you, well, who says you have to go out and do this relationship here and there? That's on you, honey. You're the one going out there. Nobody's knocking at
right.
your door. So just stop doing that. Because you know what? You're right. That doesn't fit. That doesn't fit, and it doesn't feed your soul. But you're
no.
doing it. And the universe doesn't want you to do that either because it's not you. Some people do it, and they like it. It's called variety.
Yeah. That's what I thought. I was just, I guess, doing an experiment, and that's what I thought. I thought I was going to like it. Let me just get some variety. Let me put myself out there. And all that, and I'm just discovering, like, this morning, this is not making me happy. And I don't see how other people could be happy with that.
Well, no, let's stay out of everybody else's business, because there are some people that do enjoy that. I wouldn't enjoy it, you don't enjoy it, but there actually are some people that do it. And let me tell you this, there are some people that are just like you, that went out and are doing it, but they don't like it. But they're not stopping, but they don't like it. So it's true, but always look in the mirror, turn in and look in the mirror. And if there's something that you're, see, that's the other thing that's really important, is knowing yourself. Knowing, my dear Sheena, knowing who you are. And then being true to who you are. It doesn't matter what society or girlfriends say, oh, you're not dating, or you're going to sit up. Are you kidding me? Listen to this. For Thanksgiving and for Christmas, I love it when people say, what are you doing? I say, nothing. Thanksgiving, I've been at home by myself. Christmas, by my New Year's, yep. New Year's Eve, it's my favorite time to be alone. It's true. And I got to a point where I don't care if whatever anybody thinks, because I know what feels good for me. Now, will that change in another year? Maybe. Will that change in 6 months? Maybe. See, just because we're like this today doesn't mean we're going to be like this tomorrow. But if you're like this today and you don't like the back and forth, then come on, stop it. Why are you going on dates with these, I don't want to say it, with these losers anyway? Okay, I said it.
I think it was good for me to learn a lesson and see the other side of that and say, hey, okay, I tried it. I don't like it. And I can just, there's nothing perfectly wrong. Everything is perfectly right about me. Just not getting myself involved with all these because it's not me. And, I just learned a lesson. I'm like, I'm all about learning these lessons and learning them quick, because when I was younger, it took me a longer time to learn lessons, and I would go over and over and over and over in a circle. So now it's like the benefit of that is, okay, don't do that anymore. Just switch up lanes.
Honey, you should have your own radio show. That's perfect. Of course. You're absolutely right. And let me go back, though, because I felt something from you. You said, when I was younger, it used to take me a long time. And it's taken you a long time. It took the perfect amount of time, because you get it when it's time. Looking back, One of the things I had to stop doing is looking back and being critical and saying, oh, just like I said about my relationships, boy, I wasted 15 years of my life. No, apparently I needed to experience every year of that. Apparently I needed it. So thanks for nothing, universe, but it's true. So looking back and being critical of what used to be, what happened, no, we don't do that either, because that doesn't feel good. And at least it doesn't feel good to me, being critical of myself.
Can I ask you something?
Please.
Because the whole reason why I'm kind of playing the field is around this guy that I want to reconnect with, and I want to see what you feel about it. His name is Kevin, but right now it's pretty much we're not communicating, I would really like to reconnect when the time is right, but I'm just asking, do you feel that coming soon or later?
Well, I'm gonna tell you what I tell everybody that asks me about future, something in the future. I don't do future. I definitely do in the moment, but I don't do future. But what I do know and what I can tell you is that if you are talking or if you are connecting with Kevin, then you're supposed to be connected with Kevin. And if you're not connected, then you're not. The other thing I want to say, if you are inspired, now there's a big difference between being inspired, having the inspiration to connect with him, and just doing it because you're, I'm going to use the word, desperate to connect, okay? And I say that just because when I was looking for these relationships, there was a desperation about it. Like I didn't feel good unless I was in a relationship. I'm not saying that's what you're going through, but I'm just throwing that out there. So there's a big difference being inspired to call someone, being inspired to connect with them, or having an agenda to a desperation. And so you ask yourself this question. Always ask yourself this question before you do anything. And then I'm going to go to my next caller. Ask yourself this question. What is my intention? What is my agenda? What is my agenda connecting? What is my agenda calling? Is it just to really find out if this person is okay, or is it because I want to quote-unquote connect or hook up? I'm using the hook up only because the kids always say hook up. You know what I mean, hook up with somebody. So yeah,
I mean,
so what is
to hook up, because I'm out here hooking up.
What, wait, okay, so you know what, then I'm using it wrong. Listen, I'm over 50, honey. So does hook up meaning, does that mean having sex with people?
Well, I mean, not necessarily having sex, but, you know, being romantic with someone, kissing, hugging, touching, you know.
Okay, because, see, I just thought it was like, okay, so I'm just trying to get a little idea of what hookup means. Okay, so it is a little physical, hooking up, you know, kissing, touching, whatever that is, right? That's what a hookup is?
Yes.
Okay, so you're talking about more of a relationship, right?
Yeah, just more of a relationship, being just more of a friendship and a relationship. Somebody that I know will not is not on the surface. It would be deeper than just the surface level, hooking up and all that other stuff.
Okay, well, I would just say that, again, think about what your agenda is. What do you, like you just said, you just want to connect. And if you're inspired to connect, if you're inspired to call, then go for it. But what I can tell you right now, what I can tell you is you cannot make anything happen. You can't force it to happen. You can't speed it up, and you cannot slow it down. Whatever is going to happen is going to happen. So you either enjoy the ride, accept it, sit in the back seat and cruise, or you're, where are we going now? What's going to happen now? Left turn, right turn, or you live like that. And it's just developing patience and trust. That's what I would say.
Okay.
Patience and trust. And I loved your call. You brought so many great points to discuss. Thank you so much for calling, Sheena. Keep listening to the show. And call back again.
Thank you. Okay.
Whew, good one. Okay, now we're going to go to the next caller. We have a few callers. Area code 718. 718, you are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name? Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. My name is Mindy.
Hi, Mindy. Welcome.
Thank you.
What's your question?
Well, I don't know if I have a question. Maybe more about the law of attraction kind of stuff. About 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I had a near-death experience, and I completely changed. So for 2 years, I'm clearing out, you know, all the negative thinking. But I see now good things are coming and then retreating. So I had a tremendous change internally, but I haven't yet seen it externally. So I'm just wondering, you know, have you seen that and how it works? Someone more experienced in it.
Such a good question. And I'm just feeling it right now, but this is a really, 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 really good question. You said that you had or you've experienced a lot of internal changes, a lot of, shifts, negative thinking and all that kind of stuff. And all these words that you're using, I'm just throwing it out there. All these are man-made words, shift and negative, because I don't believe there's any such thing as a negative. That's a man-made word, negative, positive. What I like to say is compatible energy. I'd like to say it's either compatible or it's not. But let me get back to what you said, because it's really, really big, and I appreciate you bringing it up. You said that there was a lot of internal changes, or you felt a lot of internal changes, but you don't see, sorry for laughing, but you don't see anything happening or anything manifesting, or you don't see or experiencing any changes in the outer world. Am I right? Is that what you're explaining?
Well, I feel them coming very strong, and the first one that manifested, then it didn't work. So, like a job offer, I feel like I'm going to move. When I was on the other side, they said your life will go in the direction of your thoughts, and a lot of other things. I had a lot of teachings. So I made sure for the past 2 years to pay very close attention to my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I did change tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's 2 years already, you know, just last month. It's like, okay, now I'm ready for life to change. So something very big that I would have really wanted was offered to me out of nowhere. And whenever I say out of nowhere, I always feel it's out of somewhere.
Yes.
And then they decided to give it to someone else. And these are pretty big things as far as life change, like it would have required a move across country, and I'm ready, willing, and able. Like, the kids want to go.
It sounds like you're open. It sounds like you're just very open to the universe.
But then it didn't happen. So I know that I have to have patience and stay positive through it all, but I haven't had the experiences yet. So I'm just wondering, you know, how do you get over that? Since I've changed, I got that part. You know, I watch the way I think. I'm not negative, and I take full responsibility for myself for every moment.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot more going on, which
mm-hmm.
I realized on the other side. A lot of energies. You know, there is a lot more. And
mm-hmm.
I haven't had practice, I guess, enough to manifest. Well, I'm not sure, you know.
Well, I'm going to share with you what I believe and have experienced. And I'm going to ask you, I don't know if you're listening to that, to the first caller, the whole thing. You might not have
not
been listening.
Not the whole
but
thing,
okay.
No. I
yeah,
just found
okay.
you.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. That's okay. If I'm going to ask you a question, it's going to require either a yes or a no. If you, no, this is it. Would you, looking at your life up to this point right now, would you have designed your life exactly the way that you are experiencing it? It's either yes or a no. Would you,
no.
my dear Mindy?
Absolutely not.
And you said no, and you said no pretty quickly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, there's a reason for that, because I do not believe that I have any control over my destiny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have, I didn't, are you, honey, do you think I would have designed my life the way it's up to this point?
Well, I wasn't paying attention to designing my life.
It doesn't
matter. I was just
matter.
Living and letting anything come that came.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You said something about manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
The only, this is my opinion. Now, there are some other people that are out there that do not agree.
Mm-hmm.
I can't manifest anything unless the universe has signed off on it.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I cannot make anything happen. I cannot make anything not happen. I said it again, can't make it speed up, can't slow it down. There's been so many opportunities in my life that for me to speak at events with thousands of people. Guess what? Didn't happen. Events in my life that I said, this is great. Of course I'm going to get it. It feels good. It's a fit. It would be perfect. Didn't happen. The bottom line is, at this point, right now for me, can't pretend to talk for everybody else, this is a ride. The only thing that I have a choice, the only thing that I can do, the only thing that I have control over is my personal vibration. You asked about the law of attraction. I do not believe that, I mean, there are a lot of people that up there say, well, I visualize and I attracted things and I attracted I attracted opportunities. Well, I'm not going to pretend that that's me. I can't control it. I can't control, but I can control my personal vibration. I can control my behavior. My thoughts, I'm saying I can choose to focus on my thoughts, because a lot of times I have some thoughts that aren't too pretty, my dear Mindy, but I'm not going to sit up there and believe that those thoughts are true. I'm not going to sit there and give them any power. But I'm not going to resist whatever is happening. There's a vibe of dissatisfaction, and when you have this energy, or not vibe, but an energy of dissatisfaction with anything, getting the promotion, getting the job, not getting the job, winning the lottery, not winning the lottery. Oh, I'm dissatisfied. The key is, to live, for me, is to live satisfied with all of it, no matter what it looks like and no matter what it feels like. Satisfaction, because in the world, in the Mother Nature, there's no dissatisfaction. In the animal kingdom, there's no dissatisfaction. See, we've learned how to be dissatisfied with this life. Dissatisfied with life? That doesn't even make sense. Dissatisfied with life. Because I think it's supposed to look like this. It's about really surrendering to whatever the universe has planned for you, and accepting whatever the universe has planned, and then smiling about it. And being excited, even if it doesn't look like anything. What do you think about them apples?
I understand what you're saying. Yes.
Did you feel any of that? Or
I was
it just
like that when I first came back from the other side. I lost some of that. You know, I was happy just where I was and good enough for me. I knew there was a bigger plan. You know, and staying in that vibration was the most important. And I did lose that a little bit now. You know, you get distracted, you get back into life, and time goes on, and, you know. But I do understand what you're saying, yes.
Okay, now I'm getting chills, and I always get chills when I hear the truth. And, my body is just chilling up here. What you just said is so, and I say it was so important. You said that you felt that way when you were the most connected to the universe. If I could say at that time in your life, you were the most connected. You came out of this experience and you were the most connected. And then you said it was 2 years, right? And you were beginning to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that, no, you're not losing it. You're experiencing both ways to live. The universe is giving you both experiences, so you will know distinctly which is which.
Mm-hmm.
And then, this losing it, you've never lost anything, but what I would like you to do, this is your assignment, my dear, is just always ask for help. Ask the universe, I'm feeling like I'm a little disconnected. I'm feeling like I'm going, I call it being spiritual or being human. And I always say, I don't want to be human, because being human, I'm going to feel bad about stuff. I'm going to feel bad about things that don't happen. But if I'm connected to the universe, I'm not feeling bad about anything. So my thing to you is just ask the universe, you know what? I'm feeling a little disconnected. I know the difference. I could feel the difference. I know that you live the difference. And let me tell you something. You're one of very few. The majority of people don't have that connection that you had in this physical form with the universe while you're alive.
Yeah, it is a blessing. I know that. It changed
completely. I'm in tears here because of how powerful that is.
Yeah.
And you're here to share both sides. When? Don't know. How? I don't know. But ask the universe, how do I develop more patience? How do I stay connected? How do I experience more connection? Whatever you want, you ask the universe how. And guess what? You get your answer. Not when am I going to get the job, or when is this, you know, when am I going to be speaking in front of millions of people, or when am I going to have my show on OWN Universe? I mean, I could save that network for Oprah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come on now, I get what you're saying, but for some reason, it's not. It may not be my thing in this lifetime. May not. It could be. Could not be. The universe has a great plan, and I'm along for the ride, and I'm okay with that now. But before, trust me, Mindy, I was pissed off that I didn't have exactly what I wanted when I wanted it. Damn, universe, what's wrong with you? Don't you see?
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
Okay, so then and then you had a little lap, so your energy lightened up, you had a little shift, and just ask. Ask and practice, and how do I practice? And make your connection. Make your connection to the universe your number one goal, your one intent, your number one agenda. That is what you want more than anything else, more than any of this man-made stuff. That's what I've done.
Definitely. That's always my priority.
Yeah. So just ask the universe how. Ask for help and ask how. How.
Mm-hmm.
Did I help?
Definitely.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Mindy. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Joe.
Have a great day.
You too. Oh my gosh, what a great, great call. Now I have a few people that are on, but for some reason, sometimes people just call in just to listen, which is fine. And sometimes I get to yakety yakking and some people call in and then they don't want to wait for me to finish yakety yakking, which is okay. And then they hang up. They hang up on my ass. Now listen. If you're listening to this show and you're asking yourself, would she be a good speaker for my event? The answer is yes. I know how to use language, and I know how to not use the four letter words when I'm out in public. This is just kind of a free spinning, free feeling kind of show. So sometimes I might use a little bit of spicy language, but in my real world, I do not. So just let you know. Ah, what a great show. What a great topic. Listen, next week we're going to have, I'm going to do Ask Rebecca Anything again on reality spirituality, because I get a lot of people calling and they want assistance or they want my insight with what's going on. And I love that. That is really my favorite thing to do, is get live callers, to have live callers on the radio and deal with live, real-life situations, real-life struggles, real-life challenges. So that's what's going to happen next weekend. And if you've enjoyed the show, and of course you have, because you wouldn't be listening all the way to this part if you didn't, go to Reality Spirituality on Facebook and like the Reality Spirituality Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington. That's N-O-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. Woo-wee! And thank you so much again. This show, what you've heard is my experience, my opinions, my beliefs that what I believe is to be the truth. I don't pretend to know it all, but I definitely know what I definitely know for myself, whether I am feeling connected, whether I am happy, whether I am disconnected. I can feel all of that, and I know what I'm experiencing. Now, the key is, even if you're feeling disconnected, even if you're feeling unhappy, even if you're feeling lonely, even if you're feeling negative, whatever label you want to use, even if you're feeling all of that, don't resist it. Know that you are on this ride, this experience that is like no other in the universe, and you're here to experience it, all of it, the highs, the lows, the goods, the bads, the rotten, I'm using the labels tongue in cheek, but in reality, there is no label. It's just the experience and how you choose to perceive the experience, how you choose to either accept or resist the experience will all determine your happiness. Remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, you're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. We'll connect again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
I love to spirituality.
It's a new experience.
I love to spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.
Good now.